Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively. Hey!
Hey! We rejoice! We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. So it is known even in hell that I belong to God. No devil. Now, let me show you the one whose child you are. Revelations 1 verse 18. Revelations chapter number 1 verse 18. I am he that liveth. You are not an orphan, sir. And was dead. Not is dead. Was dead.
Behold,
I am alive forevermore. Not just alive, forevermore. And have the keys of hell and death. See, I don't just want you to know what I know. I want you to know it the way I know it. There is a way I know it. Mm-mm. The devil, you know, when Dosu Ekon sang that song, he said, "Kilon do more, 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 more." Eh? Ewuren binu on fese hale. Do you want to sing this song?
Hey, Ados, Galambayande. Hey, Ados, Galambayande. Hey, Ados, Galambayande.
Thank you. We have victory that is indeed sure. Thank you.
I've come to announce to somebody here, there's nothing the devil can do to your life. Listen, listen, listen. That thought that told you that you are going to be sick, then very sick, then die, is not God. You will live a good life in very sound health, in plenty prosperity, with a very good home. You become a generational blessing. You will fulfill all your days. Not part of it. All. Amen. Praise God. Is there someone here who is sure of victory? Can you rejoice from that revelation? Hallelujah. Now, be seated as kings. Very important dignitaries. You are not about to become important, you are important. And what a mighty time with streams of life. Thank you. Always, always, always blessing us. Always blessing us. Powerful streams here. Praise God. All right, let's turn our Bibles quickly. For the sake of those who missed the introduction, so I have to lay foundation again. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. First epistle of Paul to Timothy chapter number 6. And we start the reading from verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. We'll start the reading from verse 10. And I'd like you to please follow attentively. All right, I'm going to rush over a few things, but listen well. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have heard from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, he called you a man of God in advance, called you a woman of God in advance, cooperate with destiny. All right, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and what? Meekness. What do you do after these things? You follow them. All right? You follow after them. We'll go back to verse 11 again. What do you do? All right? You flee certain things. What do you flee? Mammon, the dominion of Mammon in your soul. You flee that dominion of Mammon. Everything now puts people under pressure to cut corners and make money. Particularly, I feel sometimes we've had systems in churches that celebrate things they don't even know the source. Alright? So, in fact, it is so amazing that there are places that there's a community, alright, of Yahoo Boys mothers. Some of you have not heard that before. An association of Yahoo Boys, they consult oracles on behalf of their children. In fact, there's a case that happened somewhere in Osun State. The boy and the mother agreed together and killed the girl. And the mother of the boy ate her heart. Raw. The story is online. Then with another pastor who helped them to inject and all those girls who go around and all that. You are a sheep without shepherd. You go to different boys. Some of you will know the relationship you are in, but you go behind us and sleep over. Mrs. Benewa. One time like that, his sister came to greet me. One sister. She said, I'm going to come pay you a visit. No problem. Then she, me, I was living in the house about seven pastors. So she came. And then you were expecting a lady, you're going to come greet and you're going to go back. But she came around past seven. So when do you intend to go back? 8 o'clock. He's not going. Ah, past eight. I had to call her and say, sister, what's your plan? Where do you intend to sleep? As you can see, the house is full. There are seven of us that sleeps in this house, and we're all pastors. There are some of you that it is not good news that you are living alone. However, don't scot. You can join force with people and pay. Because you by yourself, you are too dangerous for the future. You say, where I intend to sleep over. Sister, we'll escort you. You will get a cab. I'm not asking, you will get a cab tonight. So I called you, about four of us, myself five. Follow that. Get a cab. You know, what is amazing is that people who also do short time have churches. Short time. Oh, it's not a degree. I didn't tell you. It's not a study method. It's not part time. Short time. These people are too innocent for this. Let me spoil you small. You know what short time is? How do you as a pastor not know what short time is? Short time. What kind of people am I leading here? Oh God. Hey. Heaven bound. Let's celebrate Jesus. So let me explain what short time is, a brief assessment. So let me give you an illustration. No. Let me explain. And because this happened before my very eyes, so it shows me how bad. And what I want to tell you now happened about 10 years ago. I went to greet my cousin in school. And he was working as he was studying. He was working in an hotel. So I went to where he was working. And while we were talking, one girl came in. And they were meeting for the first time in their lives. The girl said she is deaf. She's his friend's girlfriend. The friend's name happened to be Olumide or something. Sorry if that's your name. Alright? So I was watching the whole thing unfold. And they spoke, shook hands. Hey, I just talked. The whole conversation, I stand before God and man. If God can replay it now, you see it. The whole conversation can be more than 3 minutes. Then they held us and entered the room. I was too sure that maybe he helped her to go and sit down. Because I myself too was a visitor there. But then again, I was thinking, how will he help an adult go and sit down? These are chairs here. Then they locked the door. And then the friend came. And the friend said, where is so-and-so? Well, I said, is this side? Then he said, wait. Oop. I said, oh God, calm down. Say, oop, my babe didn't come. I said, is she a bit big? Say yes. You see, so also I say yes. Ah, she's inside too. I don't know how to lie. What should I have said? That she, I said, she, they are inside. There is, this is the room. Then he sat on the floor and put his hand and said, yay! I was watching the whole thing unfold. Then in less than 15 minutes, the girl came out also. I was just trying to amend that float at the back and the wig, everything has scattered. Okay, that's short time. So what I'm saying is that people do all these things and still have churches. Okay. Why? The love of money. It is not enough that you have money. You are not going to be celebrated because you have. It is important the means is correct. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you have to cut corners to have money, you are still poor. You are very broke, and the summary of your life is that you have to steal from somebody, you have to rob somebody, and you have low self-esteem, so you just need any money to feel among. So if you give that kind of money as tithe, it's not acceptable. Because stolen money, you can't honor God with it. Do you know what honors God? Go and return back the money. I repent. And if people keep going this direction where they keep cutting corners and doing all those, they die young. Are you following what I'm saying? They die early. So you see also, and people just believe it's westernization. Let me give you another instance. There are some of you now that based on the level you are, it is not a good news for you to travel abroad, period. The definition of God may be that all your attempts must fail. I was speaking to one of the friends of the house, and he said to me, he said, I don't just want people to come here. He said, because here things are very liberal. For instance, many things that he says, sex is cheap and free. So you can literally go on the street and it's a culture. You can see a girl in a pant. And if you have to go and talk to her, you don't need to spend 3 minutes for them for you. You are coming to an environment where nobody knows God has ever anointed with oil. So all these things that we talk about, the moment you know destiny, the price of it is bigger than wealth and riches. An alligator in Nigeria or a lizard in Nigeria is not a crocodile in America. It's a lizard. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that you've got to follow God's pathway for your life. Very important. Many of the things you are trusting God for is going to give you, but there are foundations He must lay successfully before He now put the structure on it. If you put the structure without the foundation, you will collapse. You may cry now and weep and say, why is my life slow? Why is it not going well? But it is God and His mercy making sure that you are well laid. Let me say this to you. And this is a very needed foundation for what I'm teaching. You ask, how is this in line with fighting good fight? This is it. All right? But please pay attention. There are times in your life that regardless of the level of success, you are walking, everything will look like nothing. The decision you are going to make in those seasons are the decisions that will make or mar you. The solution to that kind of feeling is not more success. The solution to that kind of feeling is a revelation of who you are in Christ. For instance, I can't remember a lot now. But sometimes I try. In elementary biology, there's a topic called cell division. All right? And they'll tell you in biology, it can either be meiotic or what? Mitotic. Am I correct? I think I still know small. But when you look at the both phases, there's a beginning phase that's called the resting phase. At elementary level, they tell you that at that phase, nothing is happening. But if you go for that, they now say, hey, what we told you in secondary school is not really true. That's the phase of active replications taking place inside. That's the preparatory stage. Any other thing that will follow must be because that phase was gotten right. Now, let me tell you, you are not doing bad. The fact that there are people doing better than you doesn't mean you are doing bad. You have to know how to stand where you ought to be in destiny. And where you ought to be doesn't mean there will be nobody ahead and nobody behind. Yet, it is where you ought to be. So what scripture is saying is that, all right, go to, what is verse 11? Say, go to verse 10 now. All right, they say, these people jump out of where they ought to be another. Jump out of that phase, that waiting phase. And then they begin to pursue after, I must have sometimes around November, October, and people start having pressure. They are going to go home for Christmas. Oh, I must drive a G-Wagon home. I must drive this home and all that. And many, many of them die. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. All right. There's a phase of your life that excellence is not the message for you. Contentment is the message. There's a phase like that. And let me now cement this with this reality. There's no phase in your life that will not require contentment and patience. Ah, okay. You ask young people, why are you trying to get married and all that? Why? Hey, this. Say, hey, I can't hold it. What can you hold? I can't hold it. Listen to me. When you get married, yes, God will bless you with a spouse and all that. One of the posts of marriage is for sexual pleasure and all that. But you see, you will discover that even in the midst of it, there's still a place of contentment. There's still a place of self-discipline. There's no phase in your life that you don't need these two things. You need them. All right? Now, so many have heard from faith, all right, because they follow after these things and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Now, I want you to say it loud and clear. Whatever God can give me. Now, you don't seem to like this gospel. I won't pursue. Period. Now, sign. Write it down, sign. No. That's not what I'm saying. When you get to your house, you sign. And so, Holy Spirit, come and sign. You may not see the physical signature, but you are signed. You have said, I will be contented. Now go to verse 11. But thou, who is this thou? Who belongs to this category? All of you, you. Tell your neighbor, thou. What's your name this morning? Thou. Brother thou, sister thou. Thou. Anyways, many of you believe that this is the English that puts the devil on a flight. No. It's not. It's the word of God. Whatever comes from the bowels, from the mouth of God, is what puts him on a flight. So the root word is about you. Oh, I remember there was a time I went to an office to fill a form or something years back. And the man was asking me, your first name is, your middle name, the date of birth, this, state of origin, this, and all that. When he got to the area of sex, he looked at me and asked, I shifted back. If you have to look at me and ask me, what's sex? Something is wrong. I said, male. I said, male. And then I put it there. So if you don't know that you means you, then something is wrong. Who is you? You. Praise God. Maybe the part you don't believe when he says man of God. There is a preordination on your head before you started this life. When God met Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed
from your mother's womb, I knew you.
Ah. Say it again. I'm a man of God. Now that word man there is generic, so you can either say woman or man. But say it again, I'm a man of God. Okay, if you're not a man of God, you're a man of the devil. Are you a man of the devil? Now say it again, I'm a man of who are you?
Man of God.
Bye. So if they say emoji, what are they talking to? I stumbled on a comedy video yesterday. The boy came inside. I showed my wife. And was asking the young guys. He said, hey, who told you? I said, don't go and open my purse again. And all that. Now you've gone to open my purse. And the guy said, no. I didn't search your purse. Mommy and daddy. Mommy said she wants to cook jollof rice. And she needs curry. And all that. So I picked the curry. No. Many of you know curry now. I simply picked the curry in your bag and gave them to cook jollof rice. He said, come and look at your mom and dad. They're eating curry now and they are hyperactive. Somebody say curry. Okay. If you don't know what this is, what we just say, you are lost. I say, what was he talking about? Oh, bless God for your soul. Oh, we thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus that redeemed you. My wife watched it 3 times. And I said, okay. I say, my wife is very innocent. One time we were in the hostel. And some boys cooked their beans on their own. It is not every house you take plates to and say, give me water. They know themselves. They cooked their beans on their own. They didn't call anybody. They know how to eat it and this thing will do and it will stay. They will be composed. But there's this friend of mine. He's a pastor. And he goes about the hostel saying, I'm a success. Go away. He runs the devotion with them there. So he's not a Yoruba guy. So he just say, Tola di kilo se me. And he just went there and took his plate and then he said, Pastor, you know we chop this kind. He said, Forget it. Serve me, my friends. He served. He said, Pastor, your head, no, carry him. He said, hey, no, forget it. Pastor, you are the one, no. And as he was eating, they were leaving the room one by one. They had to call me to come and hold him. He was just jumping about the hostel. Mary, what in my affair? No. Don't eat curry. There are things people take. Many of you don't know those things. But you can't be in this generation and not know them. You'll be too innocent for what it takes to get them saved. There's Colorado. Do you know what Colorado is? But believe in you. Now, there are people that sniff latrine. It hides people. You know that one too. You are the child of the Most High. I grew up in the North. People sniff gum and all that. But before they begin to do all those things, there's a destiny that's been preordained, and that's the fact that God has found a man for himself. Regardless of the religion, God is going to give everybody fair trial and fair opportunity to accept Jesus. That you are born in a Christian home doesn't mean you'll be born again. That's the truth. And that you are born a Muslim doesn't mean you are going to be damned. Because everybody will have opportunity to either say yes to Jesus or say no. Family notwithstanding. So when I say that you are born a Muslim, doesn't mean you are going to be damned. I mean that you have opportunity to give your life to Christ. Is that simple enough? So there's a destiny. There's a preordination, a premeditated conclusion that's gone ahead of you. The only way you can get there is by saying yes to Jesus. Now, it is not enough to say yes to Jesus. There are scripture lists that you have to follow after these things. So there are things you have to flee from. Then there are things you have to follow after. You have to follow after righteousness. Don't just say the righteousness that I have is of faith. But there's also another right scripture that says, he that doeth right is righteous. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty where God has made you free. Stand in it. That's a scripture. And what happens? Oh, Father, help me. I'm just going to teach this, all right? I won't care about going deep or deeper. I'm just going to teach this. And by Tuesday, we'll take it off from here. What happens is that the devil doesn't know your preordination, but he can guess by looking at the circumstances that surrounds your life. And the reason why the guess of the devil is, now let me give you an instance. I've been pastoring for a while. All right. And in all of those times, one way or the other, people have always blessed me. Sometimes people come and say, oh, Papa, I just give you this amount and all that. I just give you this. Hope you know that it's not like we're going to put it somewhere and say, God, accept this burnt offering. Amen, amen. We end up spending it. Are you aware? We spend the money. Amen. Do you know? Okay. I'm following. We have bokbebore. No, I'm on no. And then we give our tithe and we use it. Because that's the purpose. Amen. But you see, true experience. If you give an envelope, I can deduce what is there without opening it. True use. Now, you don't like that example. That's the truth. Okay, wow. God bless you. God bless your heart. Thank you. And all that. The devil has held different kind of men several times. So he can always predict that it's likely God is going somewhere with this person's life. Two things he's going to do. Number one, he's going to surround you with people who have negative reports of where you are going. They are supposed to do two things. Number one, make you scared of going there. Number two, make you hate going there. So the moment the devil sees that this is the direction that God is likely going to take you to, he's going to surround you with people that have the direct opposite. You are a young girl and all that. You are going to end up marrying a pastor. He's going to surround you with people that will make sure that you don't marry a pastor, beginning from your mom. And that doesn't mean she's a devil. It surrounds you with people that will make you believe the exact opposite. Sometimes it can be that their life is already that thing, but they didn't obey the principles of God, so they didn't carry the glory. Let me give you an instance. Some people hate to answer the call of God. Not because they hate God. They love God. But they are this pastor thing. They don't mind being ministers and all those things. Being workers and adults. But this pastor a church. Why? Not because they don't love God. But sometimes they have watched somebody close, somebody they honor, somebody they respect. He's been a pastor. But what they didn't know is that there's an aspect where the fellow didn't cooperate with God. So a level of glory that should follow it didn't come. Their life administers a lesson and they don't want to repeat it. So they say no to God. And that's why what man should do from the beginning is to fellowship with God. But when God came in the cool of the evening, man was not running. God had to ask him, you can't run because of what you did. What you did made you predisposed to an information. I know you've done something, but who now told you that you are naked? Because actually, you didn't believe nakedness to go to God for clothing. You believe nakedness to run from God because of shame. So the devil has a way of trying to condition lives to go in the exact opposite of the original intention. So you can find a John smoking Igbo. And you can find a Paul clearing 20 bottles of Gouda.
And that doesn't mean if you have a scriptural name and all that, no. You can find anybody. But most times, the people you find doing wrong things. Now, let me give you an instance. Look at Nigeria, for instance. Look at the North. Look at the level of insurgency, insecurity. Look at the level of all those things happening from the North. Why not Kaduna, maybe Borno, now Abuja? And look at, why not? As it, if you look at the quality of Christians that are churned out from the North, it will occur to you why the devil attacks the North. There's rarely anybody in mainstream apostolic movement in Nigeria whose feet has not touched the North. Really. So you see that the devil attacks to the degree of the threat it poses to his agenda. Now, sometimes you look at your life and you say, it's like the devil has sown. Now, there are people that the way sexual immorality is pushing them is like the devil has sown, they will get somebody pregnant before wedlock. And all that. Now, let me give you an instance. One time I sat down. Oh, Jesus. Can I help you here? Are you sure? If I show you these things, will you pray? Will you take your life very serious? Now, look at the lesson I want to show you. I'm just going to try to code it, but there's no way I can overcode it. One time I sat down, I look at patterns of men from my family. And I look at certain age. And I look at the issue people get involved with. And I see that people who didn't get involved with that issue by that age, when they get married, they didn't have issue with immorality. As I was approaching that age, I approached that age and declared that season fasting. Because what will take me through this season is not by saying, oh, I'm a minister, oh, I'm this. I need to hide under the shadows of the Almighty. Something is coming that is bigger than I am. And I need to go under someone bigger than it. So I began to now watch the younger ones. When they got to that age, they stumbled. It is like your life, you are the one seeing it in terms of time. It is actually plain. And there are odds and there are odds and all that. When you are going like this and that, God wants to make sure as you are going like this, as a major odds, you can't jump it. He will have to carry you. So what he will do is that before you get there, he will want to create a system in you where you trust him to carry you in the days the road are free. So that in the day it is blocked, you will trust him and climb on his shoulders. And that's what he did to the Israelites. He said, remember how I bear you on the wings of the wind. Exodus 19. Now I pray for you. You will not stumble where your parents stumble. Amen. You will not fail where they failed. Amen. Now hear me. So sometimes you look at it. It's like, I don't know. Rande capita namakante. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Epikanda bakatish. Lende kabunda kafatia yandai. Lende ivi binanai. Apindo kapita. Shade kapatai katabakatish. Now, hear me. Pray violently. Loud and clear. Amen. Sit down. Sometimes you notice that what you are struggling with is not just an habit. What you are battling with is a decision from the pit of hell that said, leave all those ones and focus him. This one must not go beyond here. Sometimes there are more than 20 bulls in charge of your matter for a season, and their duty in that season is that you don't rise in this season. This fellow must not master prayer here. To pray in that season will require, listen to me, it will require learning to burn the incense of corporate prayer. And say, anytime you want to call for prayer and you are scared to call for prayer, call for prayer. And say, man, gather up, let's pray. That is not the season to be met sleeping. What killed your parent will come on you. You have to stand. What is prayer you are praying? Now. Do you know? You've not seen much about the future. And yet you are this relaxed. You are this calm. People wake up healthy and slumber and die. Promising. If you ask them that morning, they will say it can't happen. I shared the story. As a teenager, I was sent to get some things. I came outside our flat, was trying to walk the staircase. Met a man was also knocking his own brother's house. We know him; he's been smoking and doing all those things. Nobody considered him responsible and all that. So I just greeted him and moved on. I went to buy what I went to buy. I came back. And the reason why I usually go to around all those errands there, because they know if you want to get something done well and fast, send him. So I went there, came back, I noticed people were gathering and saying some things. And as I got to where I met him standing, I saw there's water on the staircase now. Then I'm seeing the smell of Isaac. Just how many minutes? Then I asked, what happened? And they said, so. As he was knocking, his London died. Now, Father help me. What was the confirmation that was made that he actually died? Do you know what happened? As they slumped and they saw there was no pulse, there was nothing and all that, they called for a taxi, put him inside the boot. Not enemies, his families. Put him inside the boot and drove to a place in Kano called Amadia. And then they went to bury him there. The death, burial, everything took place within an hour. Everything within 1 hour. How can somebody be walking somewhere just for me and he didn't know he's not going to come back? Do you know the story of Diana? That princess that died? She was away with her boyfriend enjoying life before they had an accident and she died. I think that's still one of the most celebrated burials of all time. So you look at people who are here today and there tomorrow and they take life that they have the key to every... The reason you are not praying and not holding the spiritual spirit is because the devil is at work. Whenever prayer is stopping, the enemy is busy. You need to get up! It is a fight! You are not in the middle of a warfare. Listen to me. As long as you are living this life, not cold or hot, there's no guarantee. Even if you're under a covering, there's no guarantee you'll be under it for life. That thing that is not making you, when you are not praying, you can't make wise decisions. By yourself, you wander out and go exactly where the devil will launch you down. We have to pray. Our life depends on this. Sometimes it looks like there are 20 people sitting on your head and you can't even rise and say, Makaba, Kaba. Shake off the beast! Shake off! Ask him! Then you notice as you shake him off, you become free. The reason you never pray is because you didn't know you shake the beast to the fire. Shake the beast to the fire. Shake the beast. Makambo, Ubukabayande, Elikai, Bundekaya. Then you notice all the chains fall. Now you can pray. That's how we shake the beast. We don't wish we pray. We don't think about prayer. We pray. me. Hear me. I don't know why those of you at the back are saying, whether you think you are new members, and this, does this have anything to do with new members? No, hear me, hear me, hear me. Hear what I'm telling you. Sometimes, it is that there's a sworn devil who has made sure there's a book you won't read. But you will notice as you go there, Mantiga Bakabai, Eligo. Now what happens is that the wings of the Holy Ghost begin to flutter and flutter and flutter and fan into flame. It flutters! Amen. You are not too busy for prayer. Shut down now and pray. Shut down. Shut down. Shut down. Shut down now. Shut down before they shut you down. Listen to me. Listen to me. You are dealing with a spirit that has a record of 100% success on everyone coming from your lineage, and you think the way to break through is by doing exactly what they did. What did they do? Ignore it. Oh, that you know that there are demons that will not leave because you pray 3 hours. You've got to pray until something happens. You've got to keep digging. You've got to keep invoking.
Listen to me. Sit down.
Sit down. Women, can I counsel you? Can I counsel you? Do you want to hear? You're coming from lineage where even good men with good intention all cheated on their wives, made mistakes, and somehow in the corner of your head, you believe, you just believe that my own husband loves me. He loves me. He can't do anything without me. I have him in my palms. Really? Can God just flip the next 5 years? You just sit without you praying. You know, one of these nights, I woke up from a vision. Around past 2. And I got up. And I was seeing something faint in front of me. And I saw my wife walking around in the room. I stood there and I said, I married well. I married well. All your fathers married women who did bad. They won't pray. They are busy bodies. They go about the street and do all sort of things. But now, you're also a young man and you have started rating bomb over prayer life. That's your thing. It is not you. It is a conditioning of a bloodline. You can watch people do the same thing and see the end and still do it too. Shut down and pray. Now, that retreat that God told you to go for, shut down what you said is making you busy. Now, some of you are walking at the brink of death and destruction. Shut down now. Some of you need to stop praying in your room and go to places that are already saturated with intercession, where it is impossible to sleep off. You are the one that will carry lamp and carry book and carry jotter and carry Bible and carry everything and say, I go to pray. 5 minutes. This is what men did not do in my lineage. I stand on the existing victory that I have in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now sit down for a minute. Sometimes if you walk close to me, it wants to look like this man has zero tolerance for mistakes, but no. Sometimes I call my people and I say, you see this mistake here, it takes an energy level to make it. And the same energy it takes to make this mistake is the same energy it takes to enter untimely death. It's just decision that matters. It's the same energy. It's the same energy. Sometimes we are not praying because there's evil coming. We are praying because we are pumping ourselves to be battle ready. In the day of peace, prepare for war. Don't wait till you have terminal illness. Don't wait till it is doctors and nurses that will determine your fate. Don't wait till you are looking and saying, people, pray for me. While you have the strength, it is good that a man will bear his yokes in the days of his youth and pick things and settle them. My wife, settle it now, tomorrow. My children, settle it. My life, my health, my finance. This is how we win. We've got to learn how to fight. An average Christian in average places are not even aware. They don't even know that there's something called spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. Give me this scripture in Message that Amplified. Message translation, please, if you can. The world is unprincipled. It is dog eat dog out there. What can you carry as a young girl if you enter into a one chance vehicle? And usually anybody who enters, their fate is sealed. Is there something you are powered ahead of that day? That you can just sit down where you are seated, man de cafe le diban de capitan, and you are unperturbed. I remember recently myself and him were coming from a meeting, and my two tires, when we're going, one tire went flat, when we're coming, the other tire went flat. On the road, in the middle of the road, at night, there was no single thought in my heart about bandits. They've been taken care of. You know, I was speaking with my wife yesterday, and I said, you know, we have apostolic assignment to some places, and everywhere surrounding where we're going is surrounded with bandits. And I was saying that not to spark fear, of course, evoke the consciousness. We are under something. The solution to breaking pattern is not stopping visit to your village people. That's not true. If you like, travel to the ends of the earth. If it's the same blood, you are close. The world is unprincipled. It is dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair. You are the one who is fighting. You are the one who is fighting. You know, I saw a video online. And the boy was going to fight another boy. He didn't know the intentions of that boy. And he was still doing like this. That one carried him and slammed him. It's not fair fight. I saw another video. A guy, very huge guy. He thought it was street fight. He didn't know he was fighting somebody that the devil has empowered for his death. He thought it was street fight. He was saying, hey, what do you want to do? 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 Guara, guara. That one just did something like this. And I saw the guy held his neck and blood was coming out. And he fell down there, dead. They're fighting fair. The devil, get out. In the name of Jesus. I command. Go. Go. Something wants to kill you. Bye. Bye. They have decided you won't pass certain age. And your response to it is, go away. Go away now. Thou foul spirit. That's all. You know, years back, I went home for a break in school. And I had a vision. I got home around past 12. I took Sole from Ife to Abuja. Sole from Abuja to Kano. In fact, from Ife to Abuja, I entered a trailer. So I would save money. And from Abuja to Kano, I now entered. I was the only one who was in that. I slept. I said, oh, collapse all the seat and slept off. So we got to Kano past 12. I got him and slept and had a vision. In that vision, I saw people, plenty of them, in chains. And I saw myself amongst them. And somebody will stand up. And a fat man sat down with a very big book in front. They will open and call the name. They will call somebody's name and call the mother's name. They will call they will call the mother's name. The fellow will get up by himself. But the fellow calling the name is a member of that family. The fellow will now pick the knife. The fellow getting up by himself, will now go to the slaughter gallows and put a black coat on his own head. And put his own neck down. And the known fellow in that family will now come with a knife and slaughter the person. So they call my name too. And I was going towards that place too. But before that time, we had done some stretch of marathon prayers. Now listen to me. Don't just say, you know, I taught you a balance on Tuesday. Right, that you must understand what is in the curriculum of what is settled in Christ. But you must understand that the victory in Christ is legal. It is not vital. It is legal. Legal in the sense that it is in your account. Vital is in the sense that you can now cash out. It can be legal, yet you are not cashing out. Christ can die for you and you still die anyhow. What do? We enforce the physical manifestation of that which is legal. He said it is finished, not so you can go and sleep. So some of you sit down and say, I'm not going to pray about all these things. Will you pray? Somebody was asking, I saw a video, went up while Abi was speaking. And say all this criticism that just rise, all these waves that just come. He said, even me too. I don't know how all these things just get stilled and all that. He said, but one thing I know is that we didn't start this song that we are singing before the camera. We started on the mountain. One fellow is just getting up now and just thinks about having good melody. They are playing this song. We're driving. They mentioned somebody and said, this fellow can sing. I said, that fellow is not going anywhere. No, not because I know that it's not just about gifts. I'm not seeing the hard work. So we sang from the mountain. That's why they sang with men of those. Look at people like Bola. I want to come water in pain in my gem. Covenant is real. The devil is trying to turn somebody's back against his mother as I speak.
Don't just wear suit and forget these things. Where our fathers met God is not all these things we are doing. Maje muni.
This generation needs to see. Lift your hands. Will you do so? Alright? And tell God, every covenant that should speak over my life that is quiet, because I've been quiet too, let them begin to speak now. Open your mouth to pray this prayer. Amen. Be seated. You know, I have the thing I'm carrying. I have those Baba Holy momento where I just lock myself in the room and just begin to play those songs. Mo fara mo Olorun Baba Lola. All those things, they're not Christocentric. It's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Emi mimo ese o. Emi awo mi. Eni kuku lagbara wa. You know, I was in my house one night, and I just sensed in my spirit so much unrest, alone in the house, so much unrest. What's happening? I'm about to have a visitation. Something's wrong. And I just knew I should not be in my room. And I just moved to the living room. Let's leave the rest. Some of these are fathers. Many of them did not know the rev in quotes that this generation is boasting about. But they won their battles. See, jala jaye na ko to ma beraga. Emi mimo wonu mi lo. Emi mimo wo. Look at that word of that. Tori mo fe beru dori mo fe segun ni ajo mo fe kota dite mole emi mimo wonu mi lo elomi gbe eru mi ko kan le gbe ni when we say we should pray. Oluwa joko lori obere aye o agbara nla lewo bi aso. Ọlọ́run wa tó fi mọ̀lẹ̀ ṣaṣọ́bọ́ra, alágbára tó fi mọ̀lẹ̀ ṣọ́run o. Níbi ìmọ̀lẹ̀ ayérayé wa, agbára ńlá lẹ́wọ̀ bí aṣọ o. Ọlọ́run wa tó fi mọ̀lẹ̀ ṣaṣọ́bọ́ra,
alagbara to fi mole soru wo nibi mole ayera yewa agbara la lewo bi aso mumi wo yara agbara lo jesu mumi wo yara agbara lo biwa wo yara agbara lo jesu biwa wo yara agbara lo yara agbara o to mu adebo ye wo yara agbara to mu baba lo na wo lo Ape wawo yara parano. Oh, aye. Kufuro kore. Oh, aye. Kufuro kore. Epebom. Awo irawo. Kiri o wa se mi ti wo ni le aju ba
sakata malatish amen de kabai matin de kepitos salabakai estible ten de kapati Ringo Shende Gaba Tequila Nande Kabutu Shende Kabai Ele de Bakam de Kapido Shende Yenke Tete Esutu 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 Eli Gamba Tequitus Jesus, mighty name we are praying.
Rise to your feet. Let me even ask you, what's keeping you busy from prayer meetings? You just want to give the impression that you are a busy person. But you are doing 9 to 5. Then you come, Sherry. Don't you know that if you miss the season where certain things should be settled, it will require another level of energy to settle them? That's why we carry our yokes in the days of our youth. It is lighter then, and you are stronger then. Please pray. See, hold on. Let me speak to new generation pastors. Sherry, if you do ministry and say, oh, excellence, getting it right, oh, media, this. Before you do all those things, tie koko jagun segun na. Nkan to wa leyin e fa oju eje lo. At least, see, if an herbalist wears suit, all this innocently, oh, wally, lorini. We are the one who is living all this prayer. Just come and let's give God praise 2 minutes. Let's pray. And somebody is reading prayer from bulletin. Oh, say, Father. And casualties are going on anyhow. Pray. Let's leave these things. These foundations are there for a reason now. Let me give you one prayer point. Say, Father. Now, this prayer point I want to give you is not really Christocentric, so you may not like it. But I will still give those of you that will pray to pray. Say, Father. Anyone that loves me, but hate what I represent in destiny, separate us now.
by your fire.
Separate us.
Beja mi jao, ma jen bagba nu adura o. Oba ton bekun aladura, mo ti de. Oba ton bekun aladura, mo ti de o. Boro mi o, beja mi jao, ma jen bagba nu adura o.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Say that amen 3 times.
Amen.
You call it the way our fathers call it. You will say the amen 3 times with fire. Amen 3 times.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen. Listen to me. There's no such thing as there are some prayer you don't pray on Sunday morning. Are you kidding me? Can the devil operate on Sunday morning? Praise God. He's fired up for prayer. I beg you in the name of God. See, let me say this, but I know it's not true. You may not like me, but like what I pass you through. When I ask you to pray, pray. What did I say? Do what? I stretch my hands and I pray towards all of you. Pray for all of you. In all the areas that the enemy has tied you down and made you too heavy for spiritual progress, all those yokes catch fire now. I command that they are burnt off now. Samson was bound hand and feet, and scripture says that as they charged against him, the Spirit of God came upon him and he cut those ropes like flax that has been cut with fire. Whatever rope that has held you down for the years, prayerlessness, you are doing things that are directly against your destiny. It seems to be powering wrong stuffs. I command right now, all those yokes break now. Every behavior that is consistent with your bloodline that you have started manifesting to, the end of it comes now. The hand of God comes upon your life. The devil will not succeed over you. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now give the Lord a big hand.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word, be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UB.